Good evening. From the Radio Cayman newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks with your latest local news. Premier Andre Ebanks is in St. Kitts and Nevis this evening, attending CARICOM's 50th regular meeting of heads of government, which opened this morning. Leaders are taking on a heavy agenda from reparations and Haiti to the United States policy on drugs and Cuba. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
CARICOM Deputy Secretary General Dr. Armstrong Alexis says heads are dealing with both geopolitical tensions and core community business.
That matter is going to be sufficiently discussed by the heads. We have some other pertinent community matters, such as reparations, the issue of the CSME, improvement in trade.
He says Haiti will again be a central issue for CARICOM.
As part of the geopolitical and community relations issues, Haiti will be a major item. CARICOM has not shirked in its responsibility to our sister member state of Haiti.
The Caribbean Media Service says another flashpoint is how the United States is handling drugs and Cuba in the region.
The U.S. war on drugs has split the region, and political observers say Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Kamala Posad Bisesa's address at the opening ceremony will be most anticipated, given her public statements about the effectiveness of the regional integration.
Barbados Ambassador to CARICOM, David Comijong, has sharply criticized Washington's stance towards Cuba.
What the Trump administration has done recently by radically intensifying that embargo is unconscionable. Cuba must be allowed to breathe. Cuba must be allowed to live.
Amid those debates on reparations, Haiti, and United States policy, Cayman's premier says he is in Basse-Terre to strengthen regional ties.
Working through issues with international stakeholders and certainly with our regional brothers and sisters with whom we share so much fascinating history, rich heritage, and deeply held values.
Government says while Premier Ebanks attends CARICOM, Deputy Premier Gary Rutte is acting Premier and Minister Jay Ebanks is acting Deputy Premier. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. On top of an already heavy summit agenda, CARICOM leaders are now facing fresh pressure from regional health advocates. In an open letter to the 50th regular meeting in St. Kitts and Nevis, the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, representing civil society groups, people living with non-communicable diseases, and youth, urge heads of government to keep NCDs at the center of development, as promised in the 2007 Port of Spain Declaration. The coalition warns NCDs are still driving up healthcare costs, cutting productivity and deepening inequalities, especially for low-income and climate-vulnerable communities. It is calling for NCDs to become a standing agenda item at CARICOM meetings and for formal spaces for civil society and people living with NCDs to help shape regional policy. The National Road Safety Committee is reminding the public that enforcement of existing laws governing e-bikes, scooters, and other micro-mobility devices will begin on the 1st of March. These requirements already exist under the Traffic Act 2023 revision and related regulations. Any mechanically propelled device used on public roads is treated as a motor vehicle and must meet the same legal standards. Devices covered under the law include electric bikes, pedal assist bikes, electric scooters, seated e-scooters, mopeds and motorized bicycles, segways, waveboards and similar personal transport devices. When operated on public roads, they fall fully under the Traffic Act and traffic regulations. Riders must be at least 17 years old, hold a valid Category 0 or Category 2 license, ensure the device is roadworthy, insured, registered and licensed, and follow all traffic signals, signs and road markings. These devices must not be used on pavements or against the flow of traffic. Insurance for compliant micro-mobility devices is already available, with policies being issued by Indigo Insurance and Saxon. As with all motor vehicles, insurance must be in place before registration or licensing by the DVDL. Any device that does not meet roadworthiness standards must not be used on public roads. Enforcement was originally scheduled for the 16th of January, but was extended to the 1st of March to give owners, riders, and businesses more time to complete inspections, insurance, registration, and licensing. From the 1st of March, the RCIPS will begin enforcing these existing legal obligations. And Commissioner Kurt Walton said when announcing the revised date, once the enhanced enforcement begins on the new date, there will be no excuses for non-compliance. In other local news, on Friday, Cayman Brac welcomed its second cruise ship visit of the year, this time from one of the world's largest sailing yachts, the Windsurf.
Welcoming the Windsurf back to the Brac was a wonderful experience for the island. Having previously visited us in January and February of 2020, it was wonderful to see the vessel return and once again share in the unique charm of the community.
District Administration's Shavella Burke says the vessel carried more than 260 passengers and 210 crew, adding this stop signals a, quote, renewed momentum for cruise tourism and continued confidence in Cayman Brac as a boutique destination.
The day unfolded seamlessly with the assistance of our partners, our vendors, our performers and volunteers who were all very dedicated. And most importantly, our guests felt the genuine warmth of the Brac community. We are proud of how everyone came together to make this visit both memorable and impactful for all.
The Cayman Brac Heritage House hosted a craft and vendor market that featured handmade local products, while the Department of District Administration partnered with the Department of Tourism to provide visitors with information on attractions and experiences. The People's Progressive Movement has announced the launch of its national listening tour beginning on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Constitution Hall. The initiative, they say, is designed to give the public an open forum to voice concerns, share feedback, and engage directly with PPM leadership on issues affecting the Cayman Islands. The party says the listening tour reflects its commitment to meaningful dialogue, transparency, and community-driven action, quote, for love of country. Speaking on the importance of the initiative, Deputy Leader Kenneth Bryan said the top priority of any representative is to reflect the views of the people who elected them. He added that the listening tour provides a vital opportunity to hear directly from constituents and ensure the opposition remains focused on the issues that impact daily life. Mr. Bryan said the tour will also allow the PPM to answer questions about its work as opposition, reaffirming its commitment to addressing challenges and holding the government accountable. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Cayman Enterprise City says the jurisdiction is building a blue tech center of excellence. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
In a recent webinar, one of Cayman Enterprise City's partners laid out the hopes for the island to become a base for ocean-focused tech companies.
CEC is about to build the new flagship Blue Tech Center of Excellence. The center is going to be a premier hub for ocean intelligence, along with smart coastal infrastructure and a variety of new innovations in marine technologies.
Head of Global Mobility at Cayman Enterprise City, Isabel Ford, says this endeavor, supported by Cayman's traditions.
Cayman's kind of vibrant maritime heritage as well, paired with its role as a global financial center, has produced something unique, which is, you know, an outward-looking, high-trust environment with the institutional maturity there to support global operators.
Saildrone's Vice President of Ocean Mapping, Brian Conan, also joined the webinar to explain the year-long autonomous survey of Cayman's exclusive economic zone.
We've spent the last year or so in the Cayman Islands mapping the exclusive economic zone with our uncrewed system. And I really think that's a key starting point for any blue economy. And from that, the blue tech that's going to support it is to kind of get that baseline knowledge of what is under the water. And then you can start building from there.
In a separate interview with Radio Cayman, Conan said the completed survey showcases what autonomous vessels can do for small island states.
This project showcases both the power of Saildrone's long-endurance autonomous vehicles and the potential pathway for other island nations to fully map their underwater territory.
The Saildrone data is now being processed by the UK Hydrographic Office to update Cayman's nautical charts, while Cayman Enterprise City says it will keep developing its Blue Tech Center of Excellence through its science and technology parks, internships, and programs like the Cayman Islands Business Design Competition and Launch Lab Studios. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, while International Women's Day is held every year on the 8th of March, the Cayman Islands kicks it up a notch, commemorating women's achievement throughout the entire month with Honoring Women Month. Clinical supervisor at the Family Resource Center, Charmaine Miller, tells Radio Cayman this year's theme #GiveToGain encourages a spirit of generosity, collaboration, reciprocity, and support.
Cayman has a rich culture of generosity where most people can point to a moment when a loved one, neighbor, or friend was lifted because others chose to rally around them. So whether through shared knowledge, pooled resources, practical skills, or just emotional support, our community has always understood that success is something we build together.
The 2026 calendar features events designed to reflect the year's theme while, quote, fostering meaningful community engagement, including the Inspire Her, Women Inspiring Girls Conference on the 5th of March, the Give to Gain International Women's Day Celebration on the 20th of March, and the Color Me Purple 5K Walk on the 22nd. You can find a full list of Honoring Women's Month events at radiokman.gov.ky at the link Community Events. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.